In the ancient Mediterranean, long before the invention of television, people went to see live performances of dramas, comedies, and mimes. Some performances were set in the great theaters of Athens, Ephesus, and Rome, while others took place on temporary stages. Hello, I'm Daphne Maxwell Reed, and you're listening to Art on the Air. The actors in ancient Greek plays wore special boots and tunics that helped the audience identify their roles. Most of all, they wore masks. Although no masks have survived from antiquity, we find paintings of them on Greek vases and Roman walls. Terracotta or bronze figurines of comic actors and mimes were also popular. Today, they help us identify some of the stock characters of ancient comedy. A reclining figure might be a banqueter. His short chiton may identify him as the flatterer, an often poor and lazy character who tried to live off the wealthy. A figure carrying a basket may be a cook, shown with a large mouth and puffy cheeks, because cooks in ancient comedies were chatty. Mimes are often shown as bald with large hooked noses. They sometimes stand thoughtfully or carry a shield as though to ride absurdly off to battle. Though many ancient dramas were never written down, and we, of course, have no recordings of actual performances, these ancient characters in art bring us a step closer to witnessing the birth of Western theater. Art on the Air is produced by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and New Millennium Studios and made possible by Ms. Toni A. Ritzenberg. VMFA, remember, it's your art.